Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024. I want to thank everyone for your belief and trust in this platform. And today I got just a jam-packed program with Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. You know the man. You know him. Really, what a tremendous man. I just have the utmost respect for him. We were speaking last night. If you are a Q-Files subscriber, wow. You know, that's all I'm going to say is wow. Things are happening behind the scenes. We're going to be addressing, or Steve's going to be addressing, the major download of intelligence he's got. And today, it's the title, despite the rhyme, is very sobering, because the sudden destruction is now in play as doomsday protocols underway. Think about that for a second. Think about doomsday protocols, and think about what Steve knows that we don't know, and what others know higher up the chain. Annie Jacobson wrote a book, Atomic or Nuclear War. It came out in March, and she's been on the show. And the nuclear war is horrific. Okay, obviously, the scenario painted back in the post World War II. Man, I'm telling you, it's horrific. Well, Steve knows all about that. Before we get to Steve, I just want to tell you folks, I want to thank you for your support, and also thank those people who support us, including Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1. Folks, I said this before. You know, a popular car manufacturer and its customers, they became victims of a data breach, and recently, very recently, the private information of 100,000 individuals, think about this, were exposed. Now, this included such sensitive information like Medicare cards, driver's licenses, passports, tax file numbers, and other personal details. A hacker group took credit for the breach, claiming they stole, listen to this, 100 gigabyte, in all text basically, of sensitive company and personal information. That's a lot, I'm telling you. This is why, folks, this is why I protect myself with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield 1 continually scans and erases my data from the internet, and most especially the dark web. And if you've ever been on the dark web, you know what I'm talking about, folks. You got to have something as a backup, as a protection. This is that. This helps to protect my sensitive information from data breaches, cyber criminals, rogue ISPs, tech giants, evil people, and more. Plus, with Virtual Shield 1, I'm automatically covered with $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. That's pretty cool. I like that. In a world where there's 3.8 million records stolen from data breaches every day, think about that. I sound like Joe Biden now, right? Think about that. I'm sniffing Eric's hair right now. I'm kidding. But look, your privacy is constantly under attack. I'm not kidding about that. And you need the identity theft protection that Virtual Shield 1 offers. And thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's show. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com, all right, /Hagman. Two N's on Hagman, or just use the link in the description box down below, because every signup with that link gets up to 67% off with a 60-day risk-free trial. So, folks, give yourself the gift of peace of mind. You need it, especially in today's environment. And again, we're going to be talking about the sudden destruction that is now in play, and doomsday protocols are underway. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. And by the way, about that, if you are a serious investor in precious metals, I cannot think of a better time. You know, you have all these competing companies out there for precious metals. I'm going to tell you something. Steve Quayle, you'll never go wrong with that. Renaissance Precious Metals. The reason I know that is because he's, anytime I've ever had a question, he's always answered it for me about gold, about silver, about precious metal. I'm telling you, this guy's been in this business for, I don't know, 150 years.
Yeah, probably 300.
Well, yeah, I think you remember when gold was like, $35 an ounce. But seriously, Renaissance Precious Metals, folks, do yourself a favor. Go there today. Go to stevequayle.com, bookmark his website as well. I got to tell you, man, he's on top of things. So, Steve, let's get into this. How you doing, by the way?
I'm really good, Doug, and thanks for today. And ladies and gentlemen, probably one of the most powerful statements that any author, and I'm not quoting it word for word, but he said, crowds and people in herds go mad by crowds, but individuals come to their senses on an individual basis. In other words, mass craziness is what happens, but individual awareness and finally the light turning on is always an individual matter. We have a nation built on lies. We have a nation in which has declared war on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the living God by whom all freedom comes. You know, one of my favorite Bible passages is where the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. So when the United States made war on God, kicked prayer out of school, obviously, you know, made the name of Jesus, which has been done, vilified, laws being passed by the people in our government saying that if you quote the words of Jesus against certain of the Jews that were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus, you're guilty of a hate crime. I'm on record as saying, and we're going to get into the most horrific reality check I think I've ever given on your show, Doug, because people need to understand this. A reality check is important. That means you check your ideas, your even imaginations, your emotions, and go, wait a minute, am I responding right to all this information and data? Data, you can suffer from analysis paralysis, okay? Or what we share to an honest heart will motivate them to not only get prepared, and I'm talking spiritually today, because everything that's going on, I personally believe that we have probably 1 week to 10 days left for people. This isn't a pitch, but I've sold gold for 40 years to buy precious metals. At some point, Russia and China are going to basically call BS on the manipulation of Wall Street and all the short sellers in gold. We talked about that, paper gold versus real gold. Every day you're seeing China adding to its stores. China and Russia can both back their currencies proactively with gold. And all the official World Gold Council figures, they're all a bunch of bogus numbers. It's unreality. For the record, today we're talking about the events that have taken place, are taking place, and will be taking place in the near future. I want to set the record straight. It was the United States that declared war on Russia. We absolutely are on record and then trying to cover our asses by saying, oh, no, we're not making war on Russia. Well, everything that goes into Ukraine is either made or, let's say this, manufactured either in the United States or in conjunction with the United States. We've seen people caught lying from the State Department, both in Great Britain, the former prime minister for whatever, a week or a day, and then Victoria Nuland and others. We've got Anthony Blinken, and I wonder where Winkum, Blinken, and Nod is, rocking out in a bar in Kiev. It's interesting. Nero fiddled while Rome burned, and Blinken, Secretary of State, is rocking out. Well, let's just say this, Rome too is set to be incinerated. I want people to understand something. Any intelligence analyst will look, and I'm not one, but I was absolutely, say this, tutored by some of the smartest guys who retired, who were Cold War warriors, and then they retired or either passed away. So what, or I'm currently in contact with to this day. People know that the United States is done and finished. The people around the world have seen the laughingstock of the world, the ultimate clown show on the world stage, leading his country into total bankruptcy, meaning the contemporary occupant of the White House. And why I won't name him, because which one? Number one, two, three, or four, five. Biden. Or let's talk about the abomination of desolation. Obama is the one that's orchestrated all this. He never left the presidency. He controlled the presidency. We've seen Biden, the real one, slip up. And now we're hearing there's going to be a debate, which Biden, and he doesn't want to do it in person, i.e., I guarantee you they're figuring out a way, or already have, to have a virtual AI program, hologram, or something, or a program duplicate to be able to debate Donald Trump. If Trump has to get over his ego, and I don't believe he can, and insist on certain demands. So when you see basically, the man who has the least amount of world respect in the world, President of the United States, trying to get away with making war on Russia. And I want to share something. Doug, you and I on your show, our private briefings, which are closed, I gave everybody plenty of warning. There are people that are in the know that are telling people that want to know, that can make a difference, make a change, and at least impact someone around them what's really going on. So today we're going to talk about the doomsday protocols that are underway. They're not fixing to happen. They're not getting ready to happen. Oh, they may be happening in the future. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the protocols for World War III are in play. And so, Doug, I've asked you, and thank you. I'd like you to address five or six issues and ask the question. I want to answer because, again, ladies and gentlemen, from the time I went on talk radio, those days, shortwave radio, selected AM stations around the country, and guest hosting on not guest hosting, but guest appearances on, at one point Art Bell was the biggest show in the world for people listening that wanted answers to the strange phenomenon they were seeing. And George Norrie has been fabulous to me. And the thing is that I want everyone to know that there is an end to the warning. And I believe we're at the end of the warning, and we're going to see the implementation. So, Doug, we'll go through these. Yeah. People still don't think. Yeah,
if you don't mind, okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go through these one by one. That way people can follow along, and it's more, I think it would be more streamlined, and both of us can keep our focus, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we can, okay, so Eric, if you don't mind putting the list up. Oh, wow. You're the man. Eric the Tech. All right. Okay, this is point number one. The doomsday planes in CONUS and Europe and Asia are all airborne. Now, obviously, folks, that's intel. But, Steve, what has that ever happened before, and what does that mean?
Well, first of all, no, it's never happened before. They've had exercises, but it's not when every single one. You know, kudos to New York Prepper. And by the way, Doug, I don't agree with, everything he says, but he's doing a fabulous job. And I can sort out, real intel. And I try and do the same thing. My opinion, it doesn't count. The real intel of what airplanes are up where is very, pun intended, very telling. And I hope it's compelling. It's never happened before. Doomsday planes are the airborne control, command, and communication platforms that are designed to stay airborne through refueling at the point that we are at nuclear war. The issue is this, and I think it's important. Everybody's been worried about, one NATO nation calling Article 5 of NATO's doctrine, which basically says if one NATO nation is attacked, all the other NATO nations must come to the aid of the attack country. But here's the point. The behind the scenes, and I want to say something. We have probably one of the most brilliant men in the world. This isn't flattery. This is true. Those of you who have read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, if you understand who it is that the West is taking on, in my opinion, President Putin will go down in history as the brightest, I would say this, multidimensional chess master that has ever been on the world stage in our time frame. That's how he has, I'm saying this, worked the Russian defense industry into a place where it's undefeatable. It's undefeatable. This isn't propaganda. Only in the United States is anything that's true considered propaganda. Meanwhile, the vomit brokers absolutely shove all that you-know-what stuff down our throat. There's too much to even hit the fan now. It's being shoved down our throat. Lies upon lies. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact that the doomsday planes are all up in the air, that should tell you something. And it's not just in Western Europe. It's not just in CONUS, continental United States. It's happening in Asia, too. 45 Chinese planes in the air on a mock attack against Taiwan. We'll get to that. But also, we've got the global war that's, how should I say this, already underway, moving their pieces, artillery, everybody into play. And how do you make war? I want everybody to ask themselves this. How does the United States intend to make war, produce weapons, with, by the way, there's no gunpowder, there's no copper, there's no lead. How do we expect to fund the war effort, and with what do we intend to fund it with? The conclusion, I'm going to tell you guys the end of the book at the beginning or the end of this show, the conclusion is none other than there are entities, and I mean fully demon-possessed former humans or fallen angels in human form calling the shots, whose only goal is the destruction of human beings and total destruction, even those who believe that in Lucifer's kingdom, they're going to be the chief Autobot on the kingdom of darkness. So this is what's happening. We are at doomsday protocol right now. That being defined as global nuclear war, and every position and piece moved into place. And ladies and gentlemen, the United States doesn't even have the ability to process uranium. And meanwhile, the biggest lie in history for the last quarter century, pretty much, in my opinion, is Iran's working on an atom bomb. Iran's working on an atom bomb. Iran's working on an atom bomb. They've had them for decades. They have hypersonic missiles and hypersonic gliders. We don't in the United States have that. Why is it? Because the suicidal intent of the Defense Department has been the internal takedown of this country. Why is it that all the lists exist that, you know, if you're one of 72 categories of people, especially if you're a Christian, you're at the top of the get rid of them quick list. It's important to understand this is in play. This is in motion. So this is why it's critical. And ladies and gentlemen, they, you know, when the transponders go up. So at the end of this point, Doug, we'll go on to the next one. If you see Air Force One Up, AF One Up, meaning the president and his immediate staff are in their airborne platform. And they could have been moved already, but when you see Air Force One, and by the way, there are multiple Air Force Ones, just because, oh, gee, the Russians don't know where the President of the United States is any second of the day. The bottom line to this show is, Doug, the truth tellers and the platforms that reveal the truth will either go away by being taken out of the way, or the ability to be on the internet will go down. And, you know, we're going to deal with, in the last half hour, the only alternatives that are available for when there is no power, when there is no communication. Because one of the first, I would say this, negative effects or weapons offense of a nuclear weapon is an electromagnetic pulse. But there are specific weapons that are totally electromagnetic pulse, and basically altitude and magnitude, or I guess you say megatonnage of the weapon will determine whether the whole power grid goes out. And I would say this, if people, if they've ever been in the dark, the power goes off, people start to lose it in the dark. So the EMP issue as it relates to nuclear weapons are a big deal. Now let's go into with number point two.
All right. Now, this one, I'm curious about this one. Silos just got sealed shut. What? Please explain that.
Okay, I want to explain this. Now, there's a difference between American and Western European silos. And by the way, there are secret silos in Europe. When they seal them up, nobody goes in, nobody goes out. They're in a total defense condition one mode. Okay? That means that if they wanted to leave the missile control launch officers, they can't get out. And if anybody tried to get in to stop them, they couldn't get in. In essence, totally signed, sealed, and shut and ready to deliver. The question is, but will the missiles even leave the silos? Meanwhile, compared to Russia, their intercontinental ballistic missiles, the Sarmat-1 and Sarmat-2, this is technology. This is not hyperbole. Are ready to go on a T-minus 30 seconds and counting. Okay, T-minus and 30 seconds and counting. Where they used to have protocols in Russia, Russia expects NATO. They're already on record. This is open source stuff. How many times does former President Dmitry Medvedev or current President Putin or Foreign Minister Lavrov see? I pay attention to people that say what they mean and mean what they say. How can any American citizen follow basically jello being thrown on multiple walls looking for something to stick? And, you know, if you thought President Clinton was slick Willie, we're talking about the most viscous and vacuous president in history. Viscous means, I mean, he's everywhere, but he's nowhere at the same time. So all the silos being shut down means no one goes in, no one goes out. They're awaiting their launch orders from the football, the airborne command section, whoever has. And by the way, American protocols are not as easy as the movies make them out. I mean, they are about a half a dozen steps that have to take place. Compared to Russia, T-minus 30 seconds and counting, okay? All of the balloons we've been seeing over the United States or the gliders over military bases, they're getting last minute. The Russians, are getting last minute telemetry to make sure that they haven't missed anything. The submarine going out of the West Coast, they weren't concerned with sinking it. They wanted to know its new upgrades in electronics. You know, it's like Bob Griswold, bless his heart. He used to say when he would be on shows, yours and mine and others, that you learn more from listening to a shortwave radio than by talking on one. And we'll get to that, too, the shortwave radio network related to Galileo in the last half hour. But the point being is that now we are at a point where things are sealed. And if people want to get a reality check, courtesy of the living God through God's servant Henry Groover, who is now in heaven with them, read Henry Groover's vision of while he was at Carnarvon Castle, interesting castle, and watching the Russian missiles come in and take out the United States, and nothing, Doug, got out of our silos and our command, control, and communication. In other words, there could be no contact within our military. Now, that was said enough time ago. That's not responding to contemporary actions. It's declaring the future by God of what's going to be happening. And I'm going to tell you this. GPS is down in Europe. Russians have demonstrated that that's open source intel. GPS has been down, at times over Great Britain. Oh, gee. And I'm sorry I'm sounding so sarcastic. Well, the American military was denying, and I think they had to either be insane or beyond that, let's say demonized, that Poseidon nuclear torpedoes did not exist. Russia was showing them at a weapons fair and showing them, and those have 100 megaton nuclear warheads. They're already, Britain was still searching for them. They can't find them. The wave that would be generated off that is just 1,500 feet high, radioactive. The British Isles sink beneath the sea, and all its legends and mysteries go with it. But again, I hope I'm clear to you. This is absolute serious. It's as serious as it gets. The question is, since there have been no launches from any of U.S. silos to test the effectiveness, or even if the propellant in the rockets is, valid and viable still, how do you know? See, we don't want to spend the money to fire one out of a silo to basically check it out. Meanwhile, again, this is contemporary open source information. The United States and Western Europe only want to use computer programs to test the efficacy, meaning the effectiveness, or the launchability of their nuclear warheads should they ever need them. So, flash back a couple of months, and you've got a British boomer, a nuclear submarine, firing a Trident submarine-launched ballistic missile, and the missile comes out of the water and flops. Okay, you remember that story? Flops.
Yes. Yep.
Then we hear that, that NATO is going to put 90,000 men on the border with Russia, or 900,000 men. But everybody forgets that, ladies and gentlemen, Russia's on record, and they've proven it. The minute men land in Ukraine, guess what? They get taken out. 1,500 French foreign legionnaires got toasted. A lot of American, quote, generals that weren't supposed to be there got toasted. Toasted means destroyed. So now we've got F-16s from Denmark going in, and here's what the Russians said. See, I learned an important thing. And I've never been in the military. I want you guys to know that. It's obvious. The thing is that when someone says what they're going to do, does what they say they're going to do, and then shows to the world they can do it, i.e. the Kinzhal hypersonic missile, you probably should believe it. And then when you see that we have the United States is trying to have a hypersonic cruise missile from a B-52 wing launched, and guess what? Nothing said, because it fails. I love the country that was. I do not understand, outside of God's judgment on an unrighteous nation, how do we explain to what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you the bottom line. We have provoked and provoked and provoked. Well, the military high command, in my opinion, not all of them, the good ones are gone, but the ones that were more concerned with being woke and the state of the American military forget that they're playing in an unreal sandbox. Meanwhile, the Russians have been building and improving. We have nothing like the S-400, S-500 anti-missile systems. We don't. The Patriots, no good. And what happened? Russia just captured a Patriot missile battery and sent it to China. China probably took one look at it and said, hey, what we got is better. I don't know that, but I suspect that. So the missile silos being closed, being shut, being locked down. Nobody goes in, nobody goes out. The airborne command structure being in the air all over the world. We're talking global nuclear war. I think the most astonishing thing to me is that most people don't even understand ionizing radiation. How could they? We've raised a nation of, in my opinion, we've raised a nation of college graduates that basically suffer from infantile mental paralysis, okay? You can't protest and then say, hey, I want gourmet food and I want Starbucks coffee, and wham, if I don't get it. You probably are aware, everybody, that that's what literally happened with some of the protesters. So let's go on to, now, let me stop there. Doug, am I making myself clear what it means to have the silos shut down and locked down?
Yeah. And I'll just add this real quick. Don't forget Obama, who is still in the picture, was part of the Lugar Commission, the disarmament, mutual disarmament, or alleged mutual disarmament committee between Russia and the U.S. when he was a junior senator from Illinois. No one can understand that appointment. Now I think it's becoming clear. All right, perfect.
Well, again, I want everybody to understand this. When America had a moral foundation, I'm a realist, not a racist. I'm a human racist, and I want people to understand something. Those who started putting something in front of the word American, Afro-American, Mexican-American, whatever they put in front of the qualifier, that's when the homogeneity and the beauty of America ceased, in my opinion. And now we've got, quote, Black America being pitted against white America, which wasn't a problem until the community organizer, their poster child, Barack, the abomination of desolation, came on the scene and said, America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. So, ladies and gentlemen, change means the destruction and absolute dissolution of the United States, who are now the disunited states of America. America, land of the plumed serpent. Who is the land of the plumed serpent? Always the plumed serpent identified with literally Satan himself. Go ahead, Doug.
All right. Now, this next point here that you sent me, the mountain and Omaha just got sealed. There it is on your screen, folks, in case, you know. But the mountain and Omaha just got sealed. What mountain and what's up
with Omaha? We're talking, first let's do Cheyenne Mountain. Cheyenne Mountain is NORAD, North American Air Defense Command. It's out of the Denver area, which obviously in Colorado Springs. That would be one of the major cerebral cortex contact points that would be taken out first in a nuclear strike, a first nuclear strike. When NORAD built that facility, there were no 25 megaton bunker buster bombs. NORAD gets shut down. That means we're at nuclear war. This is not an exercise. It may be I'm holding one of the wonderful backpack knives that are in the bug out bag, but I just like this. It's such a good knife, and that's not a pitch. It's just I'm holding it
from experience. Maybe. Please be careful. That's very sharp.
Yes. So that's NORAD is Cheyenne Mountain. They refer to it as the mountain. Omaha, Nebraska is still. They changed the name. It used to be called SAC, Strategic Air Command Headquarters. Now it's just called Omaha Command. So the two primal, left side of the brain and right side of the brain are shut down, meaning that they are expecting, they have a protocol. In other words, they know that for the intensity of all the data and intelligence that's coming down, they're locking down. That means no one goes in, Doug. No one comes out. No one goes in. It doesn't matter, you know. I mean, the president will be wherever he's going to be. And the salad princess left on Air Force Two. That would be, I can't even.
Karine Jean-Pierre?
No, salad princess is Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Yeah, and the deal is that if that isn't scary to people, so here is the thing. It was Sophocles, and I traced it back, and it was Plato that picked it up, and then other Greek philosophers, and then contemporary philosophers, but basically it was Sophocles that said, because they believed in the pantheon of fallen angels, whether they were Titans or Olympians, you know, the fallen angels, he said, whom the gods destroy, they first make mad. Okay?
Wow.
Whom the gods destroy, they first make mad.
Mad as in angry or mad as in crazy?
Mad is insane to be destroyed. Because okay. Think of this, in context, whom the gods destroy, they first make mad.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, help me to be clear. And this isn't in response to what you just said. There's so much we got to say in this hour. And, you know, thanks for keeping me on point, because, you know, I could go blah, 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 and unload, but I want to keep it on the screen and before the minds of people. So is there any question in your mind about the mountain, you know, being shut down?
I'm sorry?
Doug? I said, is there any question in your mind what the answer to your question?
Yeah, okay. No, I thought that was part of a statement. No. I think that is pretty clear, and this goes into the next one. Denver is sealed shut. Point number four, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Denver is a provisional capital of the United States when Washington, D.C. is destroyed. I and a couple of others on early talk radio days, this would be in the middle 90s, were talking about all the underground activity that was going on at the DIA, Denver International Airport. Denver International Airport, most people think, oh, it's just, you know, tunnels under the runways. No, these are some of the biggest underground complexes. For instance, in the United States, that's one of the biggest. This is the provisional capital of the United States when the District of Criminals or Demonic Central, Washington, D.C., is destroyed. But this is the area, too. They have huge bunkers. All intelligence agencies have their presence here. And for the record, behind the scenes, there's a whole lot of people moving out of D.C. and the headquarters headed to places unknown. And even the fact, just because this is relevant to this, even the fact the UN, you see still in New York, and you see some stuff going on there, the majority of them split to South Africa. Oh, they'll show up back in New York, but guess what? They know what's going to happen. And for the record, the UN is on Russia's hit list. And ladies and gentlemen, again, when you have how do I say this carefully? When you have the intentional provocation of a nation and you say you're not involved, when you the Russians get the secret, top secret battle plans of NATO and present them to the ambassadors of all NATO countries, and that's why every NATO ambassador that was called to the foreign ministry, 7 to 10 days ago, they fled Moscow as quickly as possible. How is it that before that meeting, you had Macron of France, you know, I call him Macaroni, of France, we're going to go in, we're going to land our F-16s, we're going to send troops. Guess what? Within, I think it was under 5 minutes, the French ambassador, after its meeting in the foreign ministry, and by the way, Russia showed them the plans. See, that's what I want people to understand. You don't have secrets with people that believe this is just a little holding plan. And so Russia presented to the NATO ambassadors. First, it was Britain and Germany, and they got them out of Moscow as fast as whatever form of transportation, whatever airplane they could. Then the rest of NATO was brought in and showed the what I'm told they were showed the plan for each nation. And Russia simply, look, you guys, I think honestly, this will sound crazy, but it isn't. You know who's tried to prevent World War III more than anybody on the planet?
No.
Okay, think about it.
Well.
Serious, President Putin. He said, look, you guys, here are our military superiorities, okay? I follow a website called The War Zone, one of many. But the thing is, when you hear people saying the United States lags behind Russia in electronic warfare, duh. And when you hear that something's going to be done, it means it's either done and succeeded or failed. But because there are no more secrets in Washington, D.C., because there are so many traitors, okay? You know, you can get anything you want if you're willing to pay the price. And so, in essence, Russian intelligence still is excellent. So if you're trying to stop World War III, and, you know, if Doug, if I came to you as an investigator and said, look, Doug, here are the 10 points of the people that want to take you out, take whoever out, you know, and you can stop them point by saying, look, here's what, you know, let's say assassin number one, here's where you are at all times, here's where you live, blah, blah, blah. The thing is that that's how good the intelligence is. But do you think the American dumb manure press will even begin to get a reality check? And the only reason they're even turning on Biden is because they're going to play good cop, bad cop, and try and get, you know, their surrogate in place. And that's what's going to have take place. Thank you. And so we're at this transition point between fantasy and reality. And going back to the statement, only individuals that get it, that really get it, put aside your Republican, I call those guys zombie cons, put aside your Democrat demon rats, demonocrats, Start thinking about your personal safety, your family's personal safety, and look at what's happening piece by piece. Look at the country. Our country is in an economic collapse. Our country stores are closing. The most foundational businesses in the United States are, and now Walmart's in trouble. Okay, I don't know if you know that. Ladies and gentlemen, 60% of the working public used to eat one meal a day at restaurants. Restaurant chains are closing up faster than, a book of truth can be closed so no one sees it. So, again, this is critical, and it relates to what we're talking about, the 5 points or 6 points we're going to cover on the screen. So any questions here, Doug, before we get into the next one?
No, but I think this addresses to the weird things at the Denver International Airport, the murals, you know, the that are now apparently gone. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, why the weird stuff that was up there. It addresses also the underground activity, and I think it makes sense now in retrospect. So thank you for that.
Well, and let's talk. Okay, hold on just a minute The word murals and DIA, Denver International Airport. Look at the latest, greatest portrait of the King of Britain.
Oh, yeah.
The most, you know, what was it designed by? Maria Abramovich and the Rothschild artists? Seriously, it is the most hideous, obvious presentation of the Baphomet with hidden meanings, including the butterfly. The butterfly is the Project Monarch mind control signature.
Yep.
And I don't know if Eric wants to put it up, but you have the head of Baphomet. Are you kidding me? You see a regal king in his best suit, you know, or coronation outfits, and yet you turn this guy as one that's coming in or out of the fires of hell?
What? They're mocking us. I mean, they're laughing at us, and it's in our face.
It's in our face, and they're shoving it down our throat.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to the next point. I just wanted, because you brought up Denver International Airport, for people who can't follow it, the Illuminists have declared to the world what is behind the King of Britain.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable, but believable. Okay. So this one is interesting. So bombers are loaded and ready in CONUS, Diego Garcia in Europe. So, I mean, it seems pretty self-explanatory, but do expand on this.
Okay. Well, first of all, they're loaded. That doesn't mean the pilots are coming in off a 3-day drunk, okay? I mean, seriously, the idea of the U.S. triad, which are submarine-launched ballistic missiles, airborne launch platforms, meaning bombers, fighter jets, space-based weapons, which we used to have that no one would admit to, but now they're basically neutralized. And then we get a headline today like, they're going to weaponize space. What space has been weaponized for decades? But Diego Garcia, one of the most critical areas in the world, okay, the whole island is a military base. It's got all the submarine listening posts there. I mean, it's a big deal. And why that's a big deal? Because that's where a lot of the weapons will go into a war with China. And China's already on record as going, we got Diego Garcia in our sights. So it's critical that people pay attention to positioning. One of the fallacies, and foolishries, is the fact that this isn't going to be contained in nuclear war, just the United States and Western Europe. That's what's obvious to everybody. So I stand by my statement. If I'm trying to stop nuclear weapons, by the way, I don't have any sense of self-aggrandizement. I take the words of Jesus seriously. Blessed are the peacemakers. When I see this theological deception of saying it's okay to kill men, women, and children, innocents, and I see the perverts, perverts in Washington and the major capitals of Europe doing all of their blood festivities, shedding innocent blood, and all the horrible things they do. And ladies and gentlemen, people think that somehow God is just in all this. I mean, or just going to stay quiet. He isn't. But he gives people the last opportunity to exercise their free will, either for him or against him. That's really important because, ladies and gentlemen, majority of the world is turning their free will against him. Now, isn't it interesting, though, that when you look at Russia that used to be communist, and now we're looking at the United States, which is totally Marxist communist, in my opinion, and you look at, again, President Putin defending Western Christianity, he's on record saying, look, we're the last ones to defend Western Christianity. That's true. That's not hyperbole. That's not, you know, oh, you're such a traitor. That's what I'm called. Are you kidding me? Do you know, you claimants, that, oh, you know, this is right. We're going to kill every man, woman, and child here or there. It's wrong to do what was done to Israel. It's wrong to do what's being done to Gaza. It's wrong when we were bombing the, you know what, out of Iraq. We were, and I saw this. I saw the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Milley told the Chinese that President Trump was going to launch a preemptive attack. And he's, oh, Lord, help me. He's basically justifying the collateral damage of innocent lives, saying, well, we did it in Iraq, so it's okay, you know, in Israel. Then we got people saying, you know, just nuke them all. Lindsey Graham. Yeah, get Lindsey out of the bathhouse, but you can't get his nature out of him. You know, the foolery of where everything is at. Watching, again, America's military, the best of the best being taken out, literally either sent on missions they never return from. I can't even go there. I can't, to honor someone. But if you understood how many American servicemen, especially Tier 1 guys, are being sacrificed knowingly, I think it would flip out anybody who's in that world or was in that world. By the way, they're subject to recall. We better get to that, too, next, or at some point. But what we're trying to do, Doug, today, and this is my prayer, and I got to tell you something. I have been kicking hard through the night, and there is such a thing, early morning. God, how do I? And I can't do it. I want you guys to understand something. I don't think I'm special. I don't think I'm anything other than a sinner saved by grace. I'm a businessman. I'm not a preacher. I'm not clergy. God knows. Thank you. But, you know, what do we do to try and get people awake? And all we can do is present the facts. But, you know, the most damaging scripture I know in the Old Testament is where God himself declares his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject it. Notice this, Doug. It's not that God doesn't tell them what's going to happen. They just don't pay attention to him. So I'm going to tell everybody this really simple statement. No one will be able to intellectually deny as they sit and die that they were told ahead of time what they could have done, but they were too busy to basically embrace the redemption of Jesus Christ, God's Son. I like to rhyme stuff because it helps me to memorize stuff. And if most people, I can't read Hebrew, but the Psalms rhyme, and there's a wonderful Bible called the Rhyming Bible, just showing you what the translation is. So we're at this point. Can I say something, Doug? I cannot plead for sanity amongst the insane, but I can present a roadblock for those who are headed on the fast track to insanity by denying reality, and it's going to destroy, in my opinion, 250 million Americans are going to perish when we get hit with a nuke strike.
You know, and these have been gamed out, at least in the U.S., in the immediate aftermath of World War II, again, I reference Annie Jacobson's book, Nuclear War, and it's very chilling. So everything that Steve is saying has been documented. by investigative journalists such as Annie Jacobson. All right. Next one. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Now this, I thought maybe I need to buy a couple of vowels here. They may decide to shove KKJ down the slide if needed. I didn't know if you had a kind of a minor stroke.
KKJ has nothing to do with the KKK. KKJ is Kangaroo Kid Joey, meaning Biden. Okay.
Okay.
And Joey, people in Australia, you know, good day, mates. A Joey is a baby kangaroo. Okay. So because they call him Joey B, that's how that acronym came to be, KKJ. Down the slide is if needed. That means the globalists, the Satanists, those who get through with a puppet. What do you do after a puppet show? You basically take the puppet off or throw it in the trash or whatever. So that means simply they will take Biden out of the way when he becomes more of a liability than he is as an ass at.
Got it. Wow. Okay. It seems like that's being set up right now anyway. But, okay. All right. Now, do you want me to go to the next one? Because that
yes,
was
sir.
Pretty... Okay.
That one's short and sweet.
Yeah. Now this one here, I get this. The quarterback with the extra football is with Johnson and it's live. Okay, so I know what the football is. I know who Johnson is. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, right? And it's live, so that must mean that it's live. Go ahead.
Well, the Speaker of the House becomes a president if you take out the American president and the American vice president. So he would be next in line. Now, he is not the same thing as a designated survivor, okay? Which, by the way, was a cool TV show with Kiefer Sutherland. But a designated survivor is outside of the political realm, and when, let's just say this, if President Biden gets thrown down the slide, if Kamala Harris gets, turned to toast, and if Mike Johnson, would disappear, then you have, Doug, you have the designated survivor. No one knows his identity, some do.
It's a cabinet official, though.
Yeah. Let's say this. It's the unofficial man. The football is the nuclear command control, if you will, attaché. There's a military member of the military, even he dresses in civilian clothes, that carries that. Putin has his equivalent. Then around the neck of whoever it is are given a thing called a biscuit. And by the way, it's not the kind of biscuit. Seriously, I got to tell you this. It's not the kind of biscuit you put maple sugar on, okay? That should sound really cynical. It is, because a biscuit is the, how do I say this? If you will, it's the key to the launch. In other words, you have the football, but you need the biscuit, okay? And then the protocols, I'll just say this, are more elaborate than most people think. If you've got to have telltale satellite communication to all points of authentication, and your enemy takes out the satellite, what good does that do to your football, Doug? Mm. I don't know enough football terms, but that sounds to me like an intercepted pass. Couldn't resist. Yeah, I apologize to all you football fans, but that's about the limit of my football knowledge. So in essence, what I'm saying, okay, my infamous bad illustration, I'll use this bivy stick. This is a satellite. This is the man, either in the airborne command or hidden away in a deep underground military bunker, that's, one of four people that has the football. The football is the nuclear command control and launch computer that has to send a signal to the satellite to go to a certain fail-safe center. I didn't know where that is. But in essence, has to go up, has to go back, has to be verified back down. Russia doesn't have that. They have their dead hand. That's already in play. The Russians, that, by the way, that whole process, up, down, okay, this is the guy with the football, biscuit around his neck, goes up to the satellite. Satellite sends it to the authentication center. Authentication center sends back. That stuff can take a couple minutes at least, And from guys I know, they say it's a 5-minute sequence. Russia's skipped all that and gone to a T minus 30 seconds and counting. Oh, that's all top secret. Notice that Russia wants the world to know that they are serious. You start landing and we're insane unless, I'm gonna draw the final conclusion here, but we're insane unless there is a grand sacrifice in place to destroy a quarter of a billion Americans by forcing a nuclear war to facilitate and satisfy the Deagle report, which, you know, I've been talking about that since it came out. And again, 250 million Americans dead by 2025. And today, whatever the date is, Doug, today, I'm sorry, you know, and we should date this and because it's important.
It's May 16th,
we're talking about, yeah, we're talking about the event that could see 250 million Americans into eternity. Do you think the presidential election, which in my opinion won't happen, and if it were to happen, it'll be stolen anyway. Do you think that as far out as that we would be at this level of lockdown, this level of confrontation, this level of, how should I say this, global positioning of military assets? And ladies and gentlemen, this goes beyond Russia and the West. It goes beyond Russia, the United States, and the West. This also affects China, who's going to go for Taiwan. But will India and Japan stay silent because Taiwan has semiconductors that can only be built there? So let's talk about the semiconductor business. Taiwan is strategically important to the commerce of the world, especially when it comes to AI computers. Now, America's going to lead in AI. Are you kidding me? We are closing down our power plants. Coal? Oh, that's a boogaboo with the climate frauds, you know? And I call them the Fraudensteins. The thing is that you need power to run computers. The chips are getting more expansive. Forget Moore's Law. That no longer even fits. Some of the advances, Doug, are taking place at a phenomenal rate. And when they integrate AI into the development of even faster processors or integrated chips or control units or GP, you know, chips, every kind of chip they have out there, they need Taiwan. So the question is, I talk about double cross, triple cross, and quadruple cross. Most people will not even consider that India and China may take the fog of war as a cover to launch on each other, you know, each other. And most people don't understand that. They blast the you-know-what out of each other in the Himalayas up in the Ladakh region, you know, India is a force to be reckoned with. They have almost the identical population of China. And in due respect, the Indians have advanced, this is going to sound funny, but it has advanced technology from the past that they have utilized the Vimana flying machines, propulsion for the Vimanas, V-I-M-A-N-A. They have a lot of stuff, but they also have the high ground in the Himalayas. They overlook all of China. They overlook the Three Gorges Dam. And then let's throw another card into it. It sounds like one of those Popeil commercials but wait, there's more. Then we get to Pakistan, who hates India. Pakistan has a formidable amount of nuclear weapons. I've gone on record with you guys. I remember meeting with people that were very familiar with Dr. Khan. He would sell you an atom bomb, a warhead, all the codes for $5 million. This was in 1998. You know, you could get anything you want from Dr. Khan's restaurant. The only funny thing is it was all mushroom related and all in kaboom. You know, so now you got Pakistan, India, who don't love each other. You've got China and India who don't love each other. But you got China and Pakistan with a mutual defense treaty. And then let's add in Japan. Trust me, Japan's got the equivalent technology, or I'm sorry, they have advanced technology that exceeds China's. You would never know this. I couldn't know this unless I was told this. I tell you this, Japan has technology that some of the early James Bond movies alluded to, like volcanoes that open up, you know, I forget which James Bond movie that is. They are some of the smartest technologically advanced people in the world. But they also understand the Bushido. That is basically the art of the warrior. We don't have the warrior mentality in the United States. We've got the sandbox playing with each other. Oh, yeah, woke is great. Will you tell me putting a woke commander, and isn't it interesting, female in charge of Space Force who thinks that basically the woke attitude will overcome the advanced technology of electromagnetic weapons, of electromagnetic spectrum dominance. And Doug, we're a nation that's gone beyond insane. So meanwhile, I got to tell you, I love it. Blinken's over blasting away on his guitar at a Kiev bar. And the only thing most people are drawing the conclusion to are basically Nero fiddling while Rome burns. And basically, again, Blinken strumming when the U.S. is getting ready to burn. So that's kind of an encapsulation of where we're at. This is real stuff. So again, those who are looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem, it ain't going to happen. And those of you who believe, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Jesus was called the Prince of Peace. Yet he also said he didn't come the first time to bring peace on the earth, but to set at war, at variance, a neighbor against his neighbor, a family member against his family member. And for the record, all the people claim, oh, I'm a Christian, I love Jesus, but, you know, just kill all the men, women, children. You who have that attitude will have to give account of that attitude. And with that attitude, I'd ask you, people, ask people that you know that they claim to be fellow believers. You know, you say you know Jesus. Ah, yeah, I accept him as a kid. I say, huh, does he know you? But what do you mean by that? Doug, do you see what I'm saying? It's inverted. Because yeah. Jesus has a lot to say about many will come to him in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these wonderful things in your name? And he says, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. I never knew you. Boy, if that doesn't keep, that keeps me in a constant state of repentance. By the way, it's nightly, you know. You can't live in a battle zone and expect to smell roses. You're going to smell napalm, like the famous classic line from Apocalypse Now. Robert Duvall says, oh, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I don't know if many people realize that it's a classic line. But you don't expect to smell you know, whatever famous perfume or fragrance on the battlefield when it's there's no such thing, because you smell rotting and rotten human flesh. You smell gunpowder. You smell all this stuff. And it's not pleasant, because it's not only the sights of war that get PTSD. And I know a lot of people with PTSD. I've been blessed to be able to help, you know, enough of them. And not all of them, but some of them maybe would be a better statement. And they talk about me and say, Steve, certain smells will trigger me.
Oh, believe me, death has a smell. Look, we have to keep on point here. If you don't mind, I don't mean to.
No, I asked you to keep me on point. I want people to understand that.
All right, let's deal very quickly, if you don't mind, because of the time frame here, with the last one. Well, now that I know the code, I guess, Cackles, Salad Princess quarterback, has live football as well. I guess this is pretty self-explanatory. So everybody's got, you know, from this, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but all the people that are permitted to have the capability to do whatever that, you know, that they so desire with the nukes. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the Salad Princess again is Kamala Harris. If you really think this through, somebody's obviously got to babysit her, because when it comes to tactical nuclear warfare weapons and overseeing battlefield command structure, she's not the one you'd want to have in charge. No. So the point is that as a matter of protocol, when we get to this level of tension, We absolutely see the separation of the vice president from the president, two different command structures and bunkers. You also see Mike Johnson, the Secretary of State. I'm sorry, not Secretary of State, but you see the
Speaker of the House. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Mike Johnson's the third in line should something happen to Biden, something happen to Kamala Harris.
Right.
So that's what that means, Doug. And I think we've got Tina and Marlos on now. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I probably shouldn't have even interrupted. I'm going to turn it over to you to bring on Tina. And folks, pay attention to this because, look, time is late. Time is short. You really need to pay attention to this. Steve, save me from myself. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that's a good thing. We all need to be saved from ourselves. Well, good morning, Tina. Good morning. And I guess in our time zones, it's morning. Hi, Marlos. How nice to see you. And can you turn your volume up a little? Because I'm not being able to hear.
Yes. Just give us a second.
Yeah, because
can you hear us better now?
Yes, I think so. And okay, can we bring them up a little?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Or just shout, but go ahead. No,
it's okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, Doug and I have both been blessed to have, obviously, Connect to the Satellite Phone Store being our sponsors. And kudos to Tina because she saw the value. And this isn't flattery, it's just true. The value of the people that want alternative communication, the ability to communicate, to talk, to be in constant contact, and then to have auxiliary power in order to run everything. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about nuclear power. We're talking about nuclear war. Nuclear war takes out power. And even, I want everyone to understand, nothing speaks like civilization more than light and more than power. And so what we're going to talk today about, and it's nice to have you both, Tina. So go ahead and introduce what you guys want to speak about. And I don't know the order you decided. And look, there's no apologies to this. It's my opinion. You got to get on the phone, your regular phone, get on your email, get on and get in touch with the Satellite Phone Store, sat123.com, and you need to talk and get your phone or bivy stick. And again, the bivy stick is going to become critical. The bivy stick, I use this, by the way, you guys, I don't know if you were on, saw it, but the bivy stick, the bigger principle is all communications from the battlefield to the command centers go through satellites. So we need to see that the opposite for the civilian market is forgive me, it's the parallel to the civilian market we need to have access to. So your phone, you don't use a cell signal, goes to the bivy stick. Bivy stick obviously takes the satellite communication in text and sends it to the receiving bivy stick and their phone. So Tina, again, Marlos, please take it away because I want you guys to share the most important issues. You have the best real-time feel for who's doing what and who's panicking and who's freaking out. Go ahead, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for having us. So this is Marlos. He's our company CEO. So
it's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, so on the bivy stick that you were talking about, keep in mind that you can actually send a text message from anywhere on earth to anybody. So they don't have to have another bivy stick. So they can just have a regular phone number, so you could send a message to anyone. So if you're the only one that had the bivy stick and you were somewhere in the middle of the desert and you needed help, you're able to text to anybody's phone, Steve. So, and those are free. They're only $65.99 a month, and you get them for free, and it's only on a 12-month agreement for unlimited.
Yes, and many customers have come into us, Steve, not only to buy for themselves, but also for their kids. Myself, for example, I have the bivy stick for myself, but every time that my daughter, for example, goes to a camp or goes to a trip, I make her carry one with her so I can see where she is going, where she is, so I can be safe that she's being protected, she's within the reach of the family.
Right.
So many, many, many customers that come to us, they come to buy one for themselves and for their relatives, for their loved ones.
Right. They do have a GPS, Steve, but only if you allow people to So you have a selection. You can select if you want people to see your GPS location or not. So for the baby stick.
And I want to clarify something. If the cell phones go down and you have power to your cell phone, if I want to contact Marlos and his cell phone is down, but his bivy stick is up, I go bivy stick to bivy stick through. That's what I'm trying to say. In essence, I'm not limited. You know, Tina, you know this. I said it's interesting because one of the first slogans we came up with, no cell, no power, no problem, okay, on satellite phones. And just because you guys are one of the biggest, if not the biggest in the world, how many people do you see in government positions? Now, we know the story of the Senate, but are you seeing a panic, Marlos, for instance, and others saying, God, I got to get in? Because as the tensions of the world are heating up, and I just did a whole hour on what's going on, are you seeing that? Are you seeing?
Well, we have all sorts of calls every day like this, Steve, and I got to be honest. As you know, as the information unfolds and our people get more concerned about what's going on out there, many people are calling us because they want to be sure that they're going to be connected and protected. I think it goes both ways, right? That are the main reasons that people have been calling us is that they want to be sure they will be able to stay connected, whatever they want. And the second one is the privacy side of it, which is I don't want anyone, you know, sneaking into my conversation. So in the satellite communication, rather use the VV or rather use the satellite phone, they are protected, they are encrypted. They go to the server, go to the other side of the conversation, they are protected.
Yeah. And Steve, to answer also your question, is that yes, we are. And the reason why is because we are like at the beginning of the hurricane season. So once we get the beginning of the hurricane season, a lot of security companies, a lot of companies, we're noticing a lot of government organizations are ordering a lot more phones now. And I just want to also remind people that, you know, we're only literally one major disaster away from running out of these satellite phones. So it would be a good idea to get your satellite phone now that it's free. We do have the iSat phone still, only $85 a month, and you get the phone for free. The phone, you know, is about $900. So you get that phone for free and you own it after the agreement is completed. So, yeah, I urge people to get their phone now because if we have a major hurricane or war, I remember, Steve, in 2022 when the Ukrainian war started, the whole world was out of satellite phones. We couldn't get them. Yeah. So we're just one disaster away from running out. So get yours now so you'll have it. And as Marlos was saying, all the calls are encrypted. Security, nobody can listen in. Nobody can track you. Nobody's going to send you marketing. Because they saw your text message. It is completely private. Mm-hmm. So we urge people to get their satellite phones before the hurricane season starts, because if there's a major hurricane, everybody's going to be out of phones.
Can I toss a question out there? I got two questions. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So if I understand this correctly, if Steve Quayle has a satellite phone and he's having lunch, as he indicated he would be having lunch with Vladimir Putin in Moscow, that's for the FBI listening.
Yeah, and by the way, I would cherish the invitation.
Whatever. But okay, you can make if I had a satellite phone and I want to talk to Steve and ask Vlad a question or whatever, I can make the call from where I'm at in the States to that satellite phone, and that's covered under the plan, right? I mean, I'll have to get long distance.
Yes, it's a global plan for sure. So you can connect yourself, your satellite phone, to any cell phone out there, any fixed line out there, but also to other satellite phones. So all the units are included in the plan. So when a customer sign up with the plans that we have put together, and this is a deal that only, can find with ourselves, especially for the Inmarsat phones, you go to sat123.com, you're going to see, incredible deals that you can get there. So you can actually make calls or send text messages to any phone, any line in the world.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
The phone doesn't care where you are. The phone will work from anywhere on Earth. Cell phones only cover 7% of the Earth.
Okay.
The phone doesn't care where you are. You can make a call from anywhere to anywhere.
Got it. Got it. Okay, and the bivy stick, and again, this because I'm trying to foresee questions that people might have. You said the bivy stick works with the cell phones. Does it work with a satellite phone if you want to text, or does the satellite phone handle the text as well?
Yeah, the satellite, you can use the satellite phone to make a text to the bivy. Bivy will work with your smartphone. So you download the app. You don't even have to have service on your smartphone.
Oh.
As long as you have the app, you can turn the phone on airplane mode. It basically works as a hotspot from anywhere on Earth so that you can text to anywhere from anywhere. And keep in mind, the plan is $65 a month is unlimited texting. You will be able to use it unlimited. This really works out really well with the preppers, also with the hikers, and then also with the hurricane, because if you are in the middle of the hurricane, you can't go outside and use your sat phone, but with the bivy stick, you can put it right next to the window and you get reception because it works on low frequency. And now you can walk within 10 to 20 feet of the bivy stick and you can use your phone even when the cell towers are down to communicate with your friends and family. And we experienced that during Hurricane Ian in Fort Myers a couple of years ago, where our customers were using it to communicate with their friends and family, even during the hurricane, when they were having floods in their house and were trying to get help to move to higher grounds. So we had pretty big experience during Hurricane Ian and also during Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico back in 2017.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I think, hey, Doug?
Yeah, you got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry, because I want to get so much information the time that we have. Let's talk about all of the solar battery chargers and everything, the EcoFlow systems, because you guys have an amazing stock. I truly commend your foresight on that. You know, the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, sat123.com, sat123.com. Tina likes the 123.com. And we've got what? We have prep123.com.
BeReady123.com.
Yep.
sat123.com and phone123.com.
Gotcha.
So the BeReady123.com, Steve, we do have the generators, the solar panels. And again, even though we do have quite a few of those in stock, we, again, one disaster away. I remember during the Hurricane Ian, we ran out of generators because there were too many people that had no power up in Florida, and we sold all of our inventory. Even though we do have millions of dollars worth of inventory currently, again, we're just one disaster away. So get yours. Be prepared. Don't wait till the last minute. So for sat123.com, Steve, you can go to that website or call 941-955-1020. Also, go to BeReady123.com, and you can also call the same phone number. All of our agents are experienced on all of the companies. And our final company that I think we would like to talk about is phone123.com. And this is really important, Steve, because we've spent the last 2 years trying to make sure that all communication is secure. So we have secure mobile now, and now it's available so that when you communicate through your mobile and when you send text messages through your mobile, the only people that listen in is the person that you're talking to, assuming they have a Connect to Mobile, and the only person that can read the text message is the person that you're sending the text message to. And Steve, really important that nothing is stored. So once you delete a message, it is gone forever. It's amazing. And we've got this server on a private VPN, so we've made it very easy for people to be able to communicate without being spied on or listened in or Googled. Or Steve, as you know, for many years, we gave our information for free to Facebook and they made billions of dollars on us. It's enough is enough. We don't want these people to be spying and selling to us anymore or looking at our pictures or documents that we store. and our phones. So this is phone123.com. It is secure mobile, and we highly encourage everyone to switch their phones. And you'd be supporting a company like us and not a company that's, you know, that's against our movement.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Steve, because this conversation started, like Gina said, 2 years ago, because many of our satellite customers were getting a satellite phone because they were concerned about their privacy. They were concerned about the data they were traffic transmitting from one side to the other. So they kind of felt they wanted to have a day-to-day phone, a phone that they can use. It's not a burner. It's not a satellite phone, but it was secure communication. So we did our research, and we developed a technology that actually encrypts the communication with the military-grade encryption that ensure that the connectivity and the connection and the data and the voice and the messages between one Konecta Mobile user and the other Konecta Mobile user are fully secure and encrypted. It's additional layer of protection for all sorts of communication. It runs on the carrier side. It runs on the networks that we know, but all the data go to a server that doesn't store any sort of data. So the only people that will have access to the data are the ones that you want to send the communicated message and the one that is receiving it.
And Doug and Steve, let me point out something too. We are like the only company, as long as they say they found us on, you know, with on your show, we're the only company, I think, in the world that doesn't ask for social security number or date of birth. We don't store that. Now, if it came from Google or anywhere else, yeah, we're probably not going to trust it. But your listeners, we trust. And when they call in to switch their service, we're not going to ask for this private information that could be out there lingering. I think if you notice, just a month ago, AT&T's database was hacked. Now, I'm with AT&T, and I don't know if somebody's got my social now, my date of birth. We don't ask for that, and we don't store any of that. So it is very important that your listeners switch to a company like ours. They can have all this freedom and not be tracked, not worry about their data. It's pretty important information here.
Well, and I think, too, Doug, that one of the things that's critical is that any alternative form of communication that is available to us, we want to avail ourselves of it. But hey, you need power. And again, you guys, I'm like a power freak. I mean, when it comes to power, having more is better. Now, I understand not everyone can afford an Echo Flow $3,000 capacity, but you guys offer really good discounts. And I mean, really good discounts. So, you know, again, Marlos, Tina, thank you for the discounts. What is there, again, forgive me, but there's so many different sites. Can all the sites be referenced or gotten to and through sat123.com?
They can, yes. Our team is prepared to handle all of the communication and preparedness and energy needs. So we have solar panels, protected secure phones. We have satellite phones, the BV sticks. So, yes, our team is prepared to handle it, yes.
I want to encourage everybody, and you guys, I don't think you were on when I was talking about everything that's going on in the United States of America, everything that's going on in Western Europe, everything that's going on in the South Pacific. It is not unusual, and we're seeing times that, you know, hurricane would seem welcome. Forgive me, I'm not minimalizing it, but communications, when certain aspects of public communication go down, then everybody switches over to satellite communication. That's just the protocol. And now, again, I think, Marlos, you and I talked about having servers offshore, and you told me that you don't have to say where, but that's one of the things that was important to you, important to Tina, and important to me. Is that correct?
It's coming. So for the satellite servers, they are everywhere in the world. They do have a spot in every single country as a failover to assure that communication, if the traditional cellular carriers, you know, go down in one of the countries, they have the failover in other territories. So they are kind of country agnostic. When it comes to the server itself for the Konecta Mobile, for the security protocol, our server is somewhere in West, is a highly protected facility that not even our employees or no one has access to it without the right keys. So nobody has access to it. It's protected from hurricanes, protected for storms, for earthquakes, for anything. If something goes down or if someone tries to hack it, it's not in a server in Russia or in a different country that is not as friendly as we can assure and guarantee that the connectivity and the encryption is up, ready, and running.
Yeah, and Steve, keep in mind that we don't store anything anyways. And I also want to mention that you can port your phone number. So if you have a phone number, you can just go to our website, thephone123.com, and port over your number. And we also have free phones with certain plans. So when you select the plan, we do give away some phones for free. With some of the more expensive phones that are like de-Googled, they're going to cost a little bit of money. But if you really want complete security, you can actually get a phone that's de-Googled and it's completely secured.
And in de-Googled, you sell those phones that are de-Googled, right?
We do, yes. So we use a platform where the operating system is Android, but all the Google traffic analytics is disabled. So you can use your apps. You can actually have different profiles on your phone. One that you want to be fully protected, you know, for your communication, for what you think is important to you, to store your documents, to store your pictures, and whatever you want to store in your phone. Because let's face it, these smartphones here are mighty computer. They're a mini computer, right? We start a big chunk of our lives into it. And you can have a profile on your personal data or something that is not as sensitive, and you can bounce between one and the other depending on the level of security that you want to have. So we provide those phones. They are, you know, listed in our phone123.com, but again, it's the same phone number, it's the same crew. You guys can come on in, bring the calls, and you're going to, you know, talk with the experts to understand exactly what is the need. But the offer is essentially simple. It's how you set up your phone. You, provided you have an Android phone, you can flip it over to connect a mobile immediately. And I would highly recommend that. I'm not sure if everybody's aware of how this whole AI works, right? The other day, I wake up in the morning.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt. We only have about 3 minutes left.
Of course.
3 minutes. So go ahead.
So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to take this because it's critical. I would recommend everybody seriously call today, contact them today, get the power systems, obviously the Echo Flows, on order immediately, because believe it or not, FedEx, Federal Express, UPS, USPS, they all have doomsday plans. And in essence, you know, things are not looking good. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough just to order the product. You want to order it today. And I Tina, you and Marlos weren't listening, but there are so many things happening today that have never happened in the history of the world because it's never been this advanced. So the same thing with your Bivy stick and the same thing with your satellite phone. Look, get a hold of them, sat123.com, and absolutely say, Doug, I can't get across enough, is that we're running out of time to be able to, it's not that we can just purchase it, that's problematic enough, but to get it shipped in hand. And in all the years I've been dealing with the satellite phone store and Tina, you know, and Marlos, this is a testimony to your company. The thing is that they know how to make it go fast. And I would say this too. My suggestion is bring on extra customer service, because there's nothing more frustrating. You know what I'm saying? And it's dependent upon traffic, I understand. But people need information and even callback periods where it may be a day late, you know. A day late is too late. So God bless you both. Marlos, thank you. You look good. You have a beautiful blue and white. Tina, green. Uh-huh. They go together well. And thank you both. And I want to say thank you for being a sponsor of mine, sponsor of Doug's, and getting this technology into the hands of the people that need it more than the denialists and the avoidists. And, you know, it's important that people get it now, because I'm putting out, just so you know, private alerts to my subscribers to, you know, take the time seriously, because, you know, the day comes when if the phone lines go down, and they will, you're going to want your satellite phone. You're going to want your bivy stick. You're going to want your encrypted phone. And Doug, God bless you. Thank you for letting, you know, obviously Satellite Phone Store, Connecta, Tina, Marlos, and myself come on. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is something you need. You don't need, you know, a lot of things, but communication and power. Without power, pun intended, you go back to the dark ages, and power is absolutely a brain enhancement, because we're to walk in the light, not in the darkness. So God bless you both, Marlos. Thank you, Tina. And, you know, peoplesat123.com. Yeah, Doug, thank you so much.
They're good, good people. I got to tell you that. I recommend them highly. All right. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Tina. And Steve, that'll do it for us. Wow, what a program. Folks,
supercharged.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, you were on fire. And on point, too. Imagine that. I want to thank you, Steve. And I want to thank everyone listening and watching. May God bless each and every one of you. Please take what you heard and saw today. Please take it in prayer and take it seriously. God bless you.